happy Thanksgiving with a difference this year in the United States. Today is the day Americans traditionally come together with family to feast and celebrate. Bigger than Christmas, millions are on the move in the days before to make it home for the Thanksgiving celebrations. And while this year has not seen the same level of people on the move, numbers taking to the air are the highest since the coronavirus hit. John Fitzpatrick is the owner of the New York Fitzpatrick Hotels, the Manhattan and the Grand Central. He's been telling me about New York this Thanksgiving.
Well, Mary, as you know, it's early your time and it's nighttime my time. I walked home tonight from my hotel and it was just the streets were dead. Usually at Thanksgiving anyway, it's usually quite New Yorkers go out, you know, to their families or whatever. It's like Christmas Day here. But it would be, you know, replaced by tourists and people checking in and getting ready for Black Friday and everything, and it's just dead at the moment. So it is very quiet. I actually walked by the plaza, and it reminded me of the movie Home Alone, because the only thing on was one light in the plaza tonight, and everything else was dead. It's closed. So, look, it's a quiet one, you know, but we just hope, you know, that this vaccine comes soon and we can change it. But at the moment, it's a very different Thanksgiving.
It's hard to imagine such a vibrant city so quiet at the moment. Is it quiet, John, because New Yorkers have left the city to join their families for Thanksgiving? Is it quiet because they're staying home? I know there are warnings from the governor, there's warnings from the mayor, don't travel, don't get together in large numbers. So why do you sense you have this this quietness about the place at the moment?
Well, you're right. Most New Yorkers do leave New York and they go out to their house in the Hamptons or New Jersey, whatever it is, and they travel. And I just saw on the news tonight that it was on CNN that the airlines were just jammed at the moment, so they're not too happy about that because there seemed, I think people just got fed up of the lockdown type and just decided we're traveling for Thanksgiving. That's it. So I think we could be in trouble in a couple of weeks' time. We'll see. But it's mainly New Yorkers do leave, but that will be replaced by tourists flying in. You know, especially the Irish, this is the weekend that they'd be in coming in shopping and we'd have them all arriving in the hotels and they'd have three empty suitcases in one. And, you know, they'd all be getting up early then in the morning at 6 o'clock to get to the opening of Macy's or whatever it is to get the early shopping. And that's, I just left, you know, one of my hotels is open, the Grand Central, and you know, it was very quiet. The only people that were there were the Aer Lingus crew who checked in tonight, and basically that's it. So it's a very different Thanksgiving, and at least the Thanksgiving parade, I hear the Macy's parade, is somewhat going on, but not like it used to be. So it will be very different.
You run two hotels in New York, John. You say the Grand Central is still open, albeit with very small numbers, and your other hotel, the Manhattan, that's closed, is it?
Yeah, look, when this pandemic hit in March, we were said, look, well, we close for a few months and we'll concentrate on just put everything into one hotel. And the reason why I kept Grand Central open was because for two reasons. One, I had in the Aer Lingus crew and I didn't want to kick them out, but also we have an outdoor space and we have it heated and it's there the whole time. So we said, look, we'll, you know, when the bars open again, we'll have that. So that's worked out very well for us, and our bar and our restaurant is busy. But, you know, we're getting warnings today from the mayor that indoor dining, which was only open about a month ago now, may be closed in 2 weeks again and it's back to outdoor. So it all depends on the next few weeks and how the numbers go. New York City itself, from the virus point of view, it's fairly under control, but it's the suburbs, Brooklyn, Queens, you know, their numbers are rising. So we're just hoping we'll get through it. And but the good news, Mary, is we're reading today that the vaccine, they're saying here in the States now that it should be out before, they're saying before the end of the year, that 20 million people could have it across the United States. So, you know, that's hope at the end, you know.
So people are pinning their hopes on that at the moment. And I suppose from your point of view, a vaccine comes along, you'd hope it will enable you and others in the tourism business to be able to reopen and get back to doing what you do.
Well, that's true, because in 2019, would you believe, 66 million visitors arrived in New York, and they spent $46 billion between hotels, restaurants, Broadway, and that's gone. There's nothing there at the moment. So we need the vaccine. You know, one of the things is the virus is, I have to give credit to the governor, Cuomo. He's brought the virus under control, but the restriction of travel, for instance, if you're coming from Connecticut down into New York, you still have to quarantine. You know, you get a vaccine 72 hours before you arrive, and you still have another 3 days quarantine. So nobody's going to come in for that, to do 2 day shopping. So it's the vaccine we're relying on at this stage and try and control the numbers. But, you know, we do see light at the end of the tunnel. I think with the new administration, President-elect Biden will definitely look at this a different way, and we'll get together with this, you know, with the health and safety. And I think he'll do a lot better job than the previous administration did.
Hotelier John Fitzpatrick talking to me from New York a little earlier this morning.